الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has drawn a beautiful comparison between dunya and akhirah and the reality of both. That dunya, al-malu wal-banun, our wealth, our family, children, zinatul hayati dunya, is the temporary beauty of this dunya. Wal-baqiyatu salihat, and baqiyati salihat, all those actions, the sawab of which will remain particular or permanently. خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا, is much more greater and better for you as far as rewards are concerned. وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا, and in which you can have great, great hopes. So dunya is temporary, akhirat is permanent. And the dunya, enjoyment of dunya, is very flimsy, very outward, very superficial. And the enjoyment of akhirat will be deep-rooted, a proper enjoyment. It's not like here in this dunya, a person is enjoying something, but he knows he's got so much worries on his head. He's owing people so much money, and such people, they'll go, for example, to the tavern, to the bar, they start taking drugs just to try and cover up. And unfortunately, today's medical treatment is also like that. If a person is a sugar patient, no medicine from their side is to cure you. It is to suppress it. So you just feel happy. In the same way, you got high blood, you got blood pressure, all the medicine is not to remove that. It is just to suppress it. And they are making money and they're keeping you on the drugs your whole life. Every treatment which they give, they just do that. So today man has become like that. He just wants to suppress and outwardly show he's all right. You take an insulin injection, now you show I'm all right, you can eat all types of food. But you are sick, you have got that, you are diabetic, or you've got blood pressure, and all and they put that fear, if you don't take the medicine, you can get a stroke. So you have, now you, once that fear is in you, now you just keep on taking it also. Your whole life, and you ask them how long? Permanent. Till death you have to keep on taking it. So like that we also bluff ourselves. So this dunya things are very, very flimsy, very temporary. Akhirat, where a person will have no worry. If the enjoyments of Jannat, there will be all type of enjoyment there. Water sports also, all type they will be there. And no fear of any accident, no fear of any mishap or anything. It will just be enjoyment. No fear of becoming old and then you know not going to be able to enjoy it. No fear that you will lose it. So what is much more better? In the Hadith Sharif it comes, dunya and akhirat are two co-wives. If you make the one wife happy, the other one gets angry. So if you want to make your dunya happy, your akhirat becomes angry. If you want to make your akhirat happy, your dunya becomes happy. Your dunya becomes unhappy, angry. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that dunya and akhirat, they are opposite to one another. And you can give preference. You harm the other one. If you give your dunya preference, you will harm your akhirat. If you give your akhirat preference, you will harm your dunya. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives golden advice, give preference to that which is forever, over that which is temporary. That which is real, over that which is fantasy. Dunya, we all know anyone who is in a fantasy world, there is nothing. This dunya is a fantasy world. In one hadith sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that if a person puts his finger in the sea water, and he takes it out, how much water is on there. This dunya is even less than that. Compared to akhirah, what this dunya, even if a person gets the best of dunya, but compared to akhirah, like that one drop of water that will fall from his hand. The akhirah is the sea in front of that one drop of this dunya. So we should see what we give preference to. And Allah Ta'ala has been so merciful, so kind. If Allah give us this reality, that to earn the dunya also, which is temporary, which is flimsy, which is very hard to earn dunya. A person has to work so much. The people have to stake so much. Like for example, we want to send our children, boys, girls to university to earn dunya. And in that, how many years of education? First, primary education till matric 18 years. Or rather, 12 years. And now even more, what all the Montessori and the preschool. Much more than 15, 17 years we go. One time we were traveling in Malawi and we saw on the side of the road a notice that a creche for one day old, just after birth, they accept the children. So from then already, so your whole life you were in that field. And then after that to work also, those people who earn so much, they are doing three jobs a day also. Two jobs a day to earn. And akhirat, baqiyatu salihat are all so easy to earn. And they are permanent. And so easy. And so Allah Ta'ala has given us the choice very clearly. The Muslims have it. But unfortunately, we who were supposed to be the leaders and leading people on the right path, we became their followers. A very, very sad situation. That we should be telling them about Baqiyat al-Salihat, but instead we are following in their filthy and dirty ways. And the worst part, more worse than that, we are proud of it. If we are following in deen, we feel shy about it. One person, Maulana Abrarul Haqsab Rahmatullah Ali, told him that you must keep your tasbih, even if you are not reading. It will remind you, and that is, tasbih is a reminder. So always keep it in your hand. He said, people will think of me that I'm a pious person. So he said, then what, do you want people to think you're an evil person? But that is what it is today. Our young girls, they will have on their clothing written, if they have a car, they'll have it painted, the naughty girls. That is a thing of achievement today. The bad boys. Nobody, youngsters won't be happy to say the pious boys. That they feel that it is an insult to them. How the world has changed, which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam foretold, what bad conditions will come, and people will regard the good as bad, the bad as good. They will command the bad, and they will forbid the evil. Today, unfortunately, that is the time. So this dunya is very, very temporary. And to earn akhirat, like with baqiyatu salihat, as we learn, we should try and read our tasbihati fatimi after every namaz and before going to sleep. We should try and read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Read one tasbih a day, more if we can. We should try and read Subhanallahi wa bihamdi. And if we complete it, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-azim. We should try and read that. And that the rewards are so great. Do one tasbih in the morning, one tasbih in the evening. If we can, do a tasbih at Zuhr time also. Otherwise, one tasbih, the rewards of it are so great. And with regard to the earnings of the akhirat, it has been narrated, ulama is written from Quran and Hadith, that the takbir of Allahu Akbar, that is takbir tahreema. Like that we read Allahu Akbar in our tasbihat, but we read it when we say start our namaz, takbir tahreema, of that Allahu Akbar which is farad. To say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah is not for us. But from our side, we should take it like for us. The rewards are so great that I can't miss it out. But they are not for us. But Allahu Akbar at the beginning of every namaz, even a nafil namaz, it's a nafil namaz, but the Allahu Akbar is for us. Without that, we won't have started in our namaz. And we can't say that in our mind. We should say it with our lips and our tongue moving. And so much that we can hear it ourselves. Very, very important. Otherwise, there are many people who are tight-lipped when they start their namaz. They're making all the namaz, but they haven't started in the namaz also. So that Allahu Akbar, it comes that it is more valuable than the kingdom of the entire world. Not that you're a ruler of the world and you're president, prime minister. No, you're the king. It belongs to you. You can do as you please. That Allahu Akbar, Takbir-e-Tahreema, is more valuable than the kingdom of the entire world. And then further it comes that everything has got its result, its summary, its upshot. What is the essence of it like? So the essence of Iman is namaz. And the essence of namaz is the Takbir-e-Tahreema. So great it is. The whole essence of namaz, if Iman, Allah has put it in namaz. Like the whole Quran is Sharif is in Surah Fatiha. And Surah Fatiha is in the Ba of Bismillah. Or it is in Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. The highlight of Surah Fatiha. So the whole summary and upshot of Iman is in namaz. Namaz is so great. And in namaz is is Takbir-e Tahreema, when we say Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar has got such great value that when a person says it, Takbir-e Tahreema, the entire creation of the world, Allah makes them hear it. And they become so extremely happy with it. Because they love the dhikr of Allah. And this is, you are saying Allahu Akbar, the greatness of Allah. And you are standing now in namaz. And you have surrendered yourself to Allah. That is much more greater. And like dry land that gets water, how it appreciates it. Like that, the entire creation appreciates it like that. The takbir of takbir-e-tahreema. And when a person says the takbir-e-tahreema, he starts his namaz with the takbir-e-tahreema of the imam. That is, he starts his namaz with takbir-e-ula, with the imam. Then that has got the value like 1,000 steps in front of him, all filled with gold and silver. And he spends it in the path of Allah. Is that takbir, when we join the imam with the takbir-e-ula. Right at the start, we join the imam, so much rewards we get. So how much is Allah Ta'ala giving? All this, for those people who have doubts about it, let them doubt. Those who want to deny it, let them deny. Those who want to investigate about it, let them carry on with the investigation. But those who want to be like the Sahaba, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ, they accepted wholeheartedly and they started making amal. We can't imagine how they started making amal. When the ayat came down, مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, who will give a loan to Allah, which is a beautiful loan. On the one side, there were those people, the Jews, who said that, has Allah become poor, that he wants a loan. On the other side was Abu Dahda, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said, Allah wants a loan from us. He said, yes, Allah asking for a loan. And then, and there's so beautiful explanation why Allah presented it as a loan. And of course we all know Allah Allah gives us everything. But why Allah called it a loan, etc. So anyway, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, yes, Allah is asking for a loan. So he says that I've got a date orchard in Alia, one suburb, one section of Medina Sharif, and one orchard I've got in Safila, and I give both in the for Allah Ta'ala, as a loan to Allah Ta'ala. And look at the Islam, and look at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Alaihi Salatu Wasallam said, give one, keep one for you and your family. How, what a deen, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the people who are pay to Shaykh for their stomach, and Dunyadar, if such a murid to ask the Shaykh, he says, don't waste time, if you got a third one, give that one also. But yeah, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, keep one, give one in the path of Allah. So he said, the better one I'm giving. And that better one has 600 palm trees in them. And then we gave this, and immediately he goes there, stands on the outside of the farm. Now it's no more mine. I've given it away. It's not permissible for me to benefit, to enter it also. And he calls out to Umme Darda. And in poetic form he tells her, I've done a very great transaction and business. I've given this in the path of Allah, وَيْزُ خَيْرٌ وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. This dunya is only وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِيمٌ. It's just play and waste of time. That is all. Then after that, she says some poems in Arabic also. What a wonderful business you have done. So how good you have done. The dates, all types of dates, they were like having what we will call a picnic in the orchard. And they were sitting in the shade, and the water that is flowing, and with the children she was sitting, the khajur that they had in their lap, she made them throw it out. The ones that were in their hands, she made them put down. What were in their mouth, she put her finger and took it out and left it. It's given in the... So those who appreciated, this was their condition. And the other side were those who were saying that if Allah is Allah gone poor, that Allah is asking a loan from us. So yeah, also, with all this, those who want to make amal, they won't delay. And they will start making amal. And that is what Allah loves this. The way of the Sahaba. As soon as they got the news, they started making amal immediately. They did not have time for doubts. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu about Mi'raj, how he accepts it wholeheartedly. And then, so to prepare for Akhirat, then one great virtue of Subhanallah bihamdihi. One time, one day, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left Hazrat Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was making her Fajr namaz in a place where she normally makes her namaz. After she completed her namaz, she carried on with her tasbihat. And this is the work of the woman, to prepare for Akhirat. Our girls say today is boring at home, because we haven't given them the taste of deen. So for them to stay at home is boring. I'm wasting my time. There are so many young people, babies, who are suffering in cancer. I have to become a doctor and serving them. And I can't be sitting at home like this doing nothing. As if there's nothing. There's so much to do. Just to make our five times namaz, to earn our akhirat, the time is too short. This whole lifespan of 60, 70 years to earn that eternal jannat, and which is so vast, which is so big, and so much to earn there. What namas and the palaces and the garden and the fruit and all the good health, radiant health forever there. This is the time. Where is the time to be bored? Where is the time that we have to pass time? Unfortunately, we have lost the reality. We have lost our bearings. And, or we say somebody has lost all of it. He's completely lost. Ramzan also we want to pass time. Ramzan is a month. Where can you find a moment? You are short. Ramzan's days and nights, 24 hours are too little. for just to do the basics, forget to do extras. But we still got time to pass. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, the charge time, and he saw she was still busy there. So he said, "You sitting from the morning?" She said, "Yes, I'm sitting from the morning." How they were devoted. And women who have got that quality, we should encourage them also. Let them do. Don't discourage them. We are too particular. This is not right in the house. That is not right in the house. But the things are, is your namaz in order? Did you make your namaz in time? Your tilawat, your basic zikr. That is what we must be worried. We are worried about the children, about the clothing, about everything else. That's how many other dunya's duties we put on the woman. And we are worried about that. The main thing is about the deen. We should worry. That we should try and encourage them that they practice on the deen properly. So she said, "I was sitting the whole till now." Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, "And just say again, what a beautiful deen we have got." That I said, the word Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. I said it three times with four words, and I earn more than what you have earned. So this is an easy way, and the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also right through and through the prescription are so that Allahumma inni that O Allah Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. It is very important we should make this dua husni ibadatik. Many of us exert ourselves in the ibadat, in tilawat, but there was something we could do much more greater in a much more shorter time with much less effort. We are putting, and sometimes we are reading the wrong things also. For example, there are duruds which are written by the bidati peers. And in their words of shirk also. And we are thinking we are making big ibadat. Like for example, durud-e-lakhi, durud-e-taj, there are a few other like that. We should find out, read the 40 duruds which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah has compiled for us. Read the right things, other things. That wherever there are words of shirk, etc. And there is lot of other ibadat, like here, Hazrat Juwayriya, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was reading, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed her husna ibadat, something which was much more easy. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, "I read three times, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi." Equal, I said to Allah that I praise you, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, equal to the number of the creation of Allah. And what is the creation of Allah? If you take the trees alone, the branches on the trees, and then from the branches, what you call, what grows from the branches again, and on them leaves again, how much is the creation of Allah? If the man himself, 8 billion in the world, whatever, how many in him, how much are the creations of Allah? He's got two eyes, he's got a heart, what and what? The insan himself is a whole composition of Alam-e-Akbar, of the whole big world is in him. The amount of oceans in the water, drops of water, adada khalqihi, so much I've said, Subhanallah bihamdihi. How much have I said in this one sentence? Subhanallah bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, and then more higher than that, wa rida nafsihi. How much Allah pleases. The creation is nothing in front. Creator is the creator. And the rida of the creator. How, what will please Allah? So much I've said, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, which will make Allah Ta'ala happy. Wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, and the weight of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. The arsh of Allah, which is the greater, how great is the arsh? What is the weight of it? The beauty, the greatness, the grandeur. So much I've said. Wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimati, and the kalimat of Allah. The greatness of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala says in another ayat, that the seven seals, they all become ink. and all the trees and the branches all become pens, and you write the kalimat of Allah, the greatness of Allah, His Qudrat, His qualities, all this will get finished even if you bring it double and more than that, but Allah's kalimat will not finish. So much I have said, Subhanallah bihamdihi. The ink that is used to write the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. So we read this, at least read it 3 times a day. We can read it more. How much of we have earned akhirat? We cannot imagine what they're earning. And yeah, unfortunately, we are blind. We are seeing the small things of this dunya. A little child found the father's safe open. It saw a diamond there, shining, so it appealed to the child. So he took the diamond and was playing with it outside. The ice cream vendor was going past, and he saw this child has got a diamond here. So he told the child, I'll give you one ice cream. You give me that stone, that diamond. The child doesn't know anything, but the ice cream is a big thing for the child. It is overtaken with the ice cream. Happily it gives it. And that person takes the diamond. When the parents know, they'll die instantly. That you gave away a diamond for an ice cream? What a thing you have done. We are worse than that. The akhirat is not a diamond. What is it? The pleasure of Allah. What is it? We have given it away. This dunya is not even ice cream. This dunya is nothing whatsoever, and we are happy with this year. And those who are preferring dunya, they are the smart people. They are the clever ones. They are the ones who know what they are doing. And the people who are working for deen, they are stupid people. They are backward people. What a opposite way. The real reality is that of akhirat, what Allah Ta'ala has given us. Just the takbir-e-tahreema and the takbir-e-ula with the imam. What great value. Subhanallah bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimatihi. How much has a person earned? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I read it 3 times and I've earned more than what you said from the morning till zawal time. So we learn we should devote ourselves to, we are here for the ibadat of Allah. We are not here to make fools and monkeys out of ourselves. Where other people believe they are from monkeys, we behave like monkeys. And we also carry on like monkeys. And we are happy with the small little banana or something. What Allah Ta'ala has given us. And in the same way, read Durood Sharif also there is. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. And we can add more words also. بِعَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ وَرِضَى نَفْسِهِ وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِهِ وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِهِ. We send so much durood. اللهم إني أستغفرك وأتوب إليك بعدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلمات. So much tawbah istighfar we have made. So much durood sharif we have sent. So much subhanallah bihamdihi we have read. So Allah has given us this great opportunity to earn this great, great ni'mat of akhirat. So we are in this world not to waste our time al-malu wal-banoon, zinatul hayati dunya. The temporary things of this dunya, just the outward beauty, zuyyina linnas, حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة. And also like that little boy, that ice cream that amuses him. Today we also who got small minds, small things amuse them. And those who have matured and who have gone above, they know these things are a waste of time. And people are fighting how many court cases, the number of pending cases in the court, all for this dunya. This one has brought a case against that person has brought a case. Husband and wife, how many arguments and fights, divorces take place for all just this temporary, for on batil, on dunya, on wasteful things, what is not being happening. Fighting with another, jealousy of one with one another, making jadu. madhu on one another, all for this dunya. This is jifa, this is carrion. Also, beautiful example is given. If there is a dog and the dog is eating on a bone, dry bone, the bone has got nothing on it, and you pity the dog that the dog is eating on a bone, and it must eat meat. Instead of the bone of this dunya, it must eat the meat of akhirah. So you don't have to give that dog a big long lecture. And you don't have to make bayan and give the dog a lecture and make it mujahada to let it understand. All you do is just put meat in front of it. And immediately it will leave the bone and it will come on the meat. So the whole world today is engaged in dunya. So you want them to leave that? Just put dunya, a deen, in front of them. The beauty of deen, the everlasting rewards of deen, and they will give up their dunya. But we are not doing that. The worst part, we are following them. We also are taking the bone, and we also sucking on the bone, whereas we have got the meat. It is there in our freezer, it is there in our fridge. Take it out, treat it, cook it, and enjoy it. But we also bring the bone which is outside, which we throw in the dustbin. That bone we taking out. If our child goes and eat the rotten apple from the dustbin, we will in fact hit the child. That you, what you doing? Taking the rotten? Look in the kitchen. What pantry? We got fresh, good apples, and you eating this? But we doing this thing. We also going for the carrion of this dunya and the filth and dirt of this dunya. Allah gave us our akhirat. Open our fridge. We have also our deen. We have made, we deep freeze it, and we don't know what is in our freezer also. What wonderful fresh fish we got there. And what wonderful buck meat we got there. Qurbani meat we got there. All the wonderful things of deen. But we're not enjoying it ourselves. We're also going to take out from the dustbin. And what we throw outside, we're taking that. And we also enjoying that. So Allah Ta'ala says, this dunya, Al-Malu wal-Banoon, Zeenatul Hayati Dunya, just the outward glittering. And we know children, how things that will glitter and shine, it overtakes them. But what is reality? Children, when we sit to eat, we know they want immediately juice. And they want the sweets and all those things. And we have to force them to eat a little bit first. But we also have become the same. We just what is glittering and shining. Today we all, grown-ups also, first thing we'll pour out juice. We don't have the food which is coming. The good, healthy food, delicious food. That we not. We also having the juice and we filling our stomach with the juice and with all other things. We fill our stomachs first. And when the actual food comes, then we got no place to eat now. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that this deen which Allah has given us, a pure, wonderful deen. May Allah Ta'ala let us take full advantage. And life is short. When somebody is going to get sick, when an accident overtakes a person, sudden mort comes and all this opportunity is gone. May Allah accept. And our Islahi Jalsa, Allah accept also from us. And if one fikr came in us, I realize I need my Islah. Everyone, and I have to make my Islah. And we all who usually come to the majlis, we were really supposed to be the host for all who came. And not that we act like the special guest, and then we go and sit down first. And then we want to be served. And to those of us who come regularly for the weekly majlis, we all should have been the host. And we should have been serving the other people. And we should have, how much of us, let us think, we gave da'wat. How much did we make dua for the jalsa? And according to that, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala make it a source of goodness, benefit for all of us. Then all that benefit will accrue to us in our account also. So easy to acquire so much from Allah Ta'ala. But when we are unmindful and we want to be VIPs and we want to take it easy, then we lose out so much. And then we have to, we have got our observations and criticisms of the various things. And the thing is that no matter who it is, the minute a person doesn't think of my Islam, he doesn't make dua for his Islam, and he thinks I'm all right, and this was an eye-opener for others. They must take a lesson. That person, unfortunately, he has slipped completely. But that person who takes that I have to make my Islah, and I must be concerned of my Islah, and he takes practical steps towards that, that person will benefit tremendously. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.